A very, very good evening to you, Zimbabwe Muhle. You're listening to Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Voice of America on Tuesday, Mshaka 4 September. I think it's 4 September. Mshaka 2, 2018. My name is Mike Hove.
And I'm Evan Zeninge.
Once again, Bafethu, thank you for joining us. Igama lami, I'm your host for tonight, Mike Hove. Lisanda ungena kuhlelo The Connection, our youth forum program that is targeted towards tackling izinto ezikhangelele labatsha eZimbabwe, the youth. So, Bafethu, in today's topic, from the kicking off of electoral campaign, ekamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, he seems to have sung one very important message, I guess. Some would say important, some wouldn't say it's important. However, he's sung the same song in Zimbabwe, lapo, wherever he goes in the world. He's kept saying, Zimbabwe is open for business. Now, that motto, ilenjongo A1, eyokuthi, he's looking towards opening umnotho welizwe. So that one thing that abantu abasakhulayo have asked for seems to be able to be there. Abantu abasakhulayo, a lot of young people have been asking for jobs, imisebenzi bafethu. And also, some have been looking for investment opportunities within the country. So, lamhlanje kuhlelo, we're looking towards talking to amanye ama panelists etu who seem to have the answer to that. So, I don't know whether Zimbabwe is open for business or not. However, today, kuhlelo, we're looking towards talking to abantu who have come about with information that allows abantu abasakhulayo to not only invest within their own country, however, there will be employment opportunities. So ilolu daba olukhona lamhlanje egudwini, and we also want to hear from Nina njengabantu abasakhulayo who are Zimbabweans, wherever you are in the world. Do you believe ukuthi ilizwe lethu is open for business? Njalo amathuba ukuthi kulomsebenzi, are there jobs in Zimbabwe? Bafethu ngenani kuhlelo Vanso.
Mike,
Skipan.
It's been a minute. Good to see you.
Yes.
So today, tirikutaura nezve vechidiki vari kuZimbabwe.
Ndiyo nyaya irimo.
Vari kuZimbabwe chete kana kuti nevari kumwe kwese.
Kwese siyamuzi umzwilo mungameli esithi Zimbabwe is open for business.
Zimbabwe is open for business. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe yavhurwa mikana yekuti kuitwe mabhizimisi. Vachitaura mutungamiri wenyika vamunangagwa ndoshoko ravari kufamba vachiparidza kwese kwavari kutenderera nenyika yese nekwavanosvika mumisangano yavanopinda. Shoko iro ravasikurusiya pasi. Saka nhasi imimi vechidiki chijana chiri kwamuri kuti tinzwewo kwamuri kuti muri kuiona here yakavhurika Zimbabwe, mikana yacho iriko here. Kune vamwewo vari kuti hakuna chavari kuona, hanzi dololo. Kune vamwewo vari kuti vari kuzvigona. Tinzwewo kuti vari kuzvigona, vari kuzvigona sei. Mm-hmm. Vari kuzvitadza voita sei kuti vagonewo zviri kuita vari kuzvigona. Saka tichataura nevamwe vakomana nevasikana vechidiki vane zvavari kutoita vari kusimudzira mureza weZimbabwe vari kwavari muchirongwa chanhasi. Saka uyai tikurukure titandare tiri pano, tichanzwa zvakawanda. Mike.
Ngempela Bafethu. So ukuti lingene kuhlelo, to join our discussion namhlanje, please bhalani amanombolo yenu noma lingasithinta ecingweni. The number to call is +12026192077. Yoni number inombolo yetu yase studio. That's our studio number, Bafethu. Lingasithumezela njalo. You can send us a WhatsApp message on +12024650318. Bafethu, the topic at hand is Zimbabwe open for business. Abantu abasakhulayo, are there employment opportunities in the country for you? Njalo, are you looking towards investing in Zimbabwe?
Mike, so the program is also going out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930, 6080 and 15460 kilohertz on Monday through to Friday at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. So, Bafethu, it's khona njalo ebulenjini kanye ngani. For the past couple of days, we weren't on Facebook, but lamhlanje sikhona ukhasi lethu ele VOA Studio 7. That is our English page. That's where we are today. So, Bafethu, ngenani kuhlelo, bhalani imilayezelo, nyoraima comments enyu, nyoraima number, nopinda mchirongwa. If you're looking towards joining the program, write it. We are live on VOA Studio 7. Sikhona njalo on our three web pages. www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com. Sikhona njalo ku www.voandebele.com.
Mm. Mike, so who do we have today?
So, Lamhlanje Evans, Kangeluti, we're going to have abantu abasakhulayo who are joining the program.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, of course, our everyday listeners, our beautiful, beautiful family, we're looking towards having a young gentleman who's going to be joining our program. He's part mm-hmm. of a young Zimbabwean organization. That is looking towards providing young Zimbabwean miners with the opportunity towards getting loans, opening companies, and more within the mining sector. We're looking towards having another young entrepreneur who started a startup in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, he just texted me like a couple of minutes ago to say he can't join us. However, silawama video ake that explain more about his work and more about employment opportunities. His name is Tafara Makaza. He's the founder of a car sharing app in Zimbabwe that recently launched in Bulawayo. So if you're in Bulawayo and you think ukuthi then that was a transport zang shupa, check it out. It's called at Zim Taxi, ZimTaxi, Zim Taxi, yaphinda njalo. And he also has other different platforms, Evans, that look towards linking up ama entrepreneurs that are in different fields.
Is he a mini Alibaba or something?
We don't know yet. We don't know yet. But you know, it's interesting because I've been having conversations with several different people and Abanye mm-hmm. abantu keep mm-hmm. saying ukuthi mm-hmm. the next big startup place within Africa is in Zimbabwe.
You see, whenever there is a crisis, wherever it is in the world,
mm-hmm.
believe me, there is a line of opportunities for people to just come in and pounce in. So, like you're saying, there is lots of opportunity. Mm-hmm.
Diamonds come from pressure.
My God, I don't know what to do, but
mm-hmm.
we're going to talk to people who know what to do.
So, so as we kick off the program, I just promised you all, we have videos that illustrate imisebenzi yabantu laba abachiyeneyo. We're going to check out our first video, which is a video that was, which is about the company ekamnumzana uTafara Makaza, the gentleman I just told you about. He's the founder of ZimTech. He also, ZimTaxi. I don't know why I'm saying ZimTech. ZimTaxi, which is a car sharing app. He's also a founder of different organizations. You guys should check him out on Twitter. Check out ZimTaxi at ZimTaxi. That's ZimTaxi. Check them out on Twitter and you'll find out more about their company. However, let me just give you a snippet of what ZimTaxi is all about. Bafetu, let's go to a young video there where we'll show you how ZimTaxi works and we'll come back and see Skuluma Njalo Ngobunengbet. Yes, Bafetu, you saw there how ZimTaxi works. For those that are live in the diaspora, you have a big idea as to how Uber and Lyft work. ZimTaxi is the same principle. However, Kanyangani, it uses less data. And of course, for we know that in Zimbabwe, Evans, in double air data, in on net.
Hey, correct.
So this young gentleman, because he's so smart, what he did was he made sure to call in option iripo. So, you can call them and they'll organize a ride for you and you can pay for it. So that's how smart it is, unlike Uber. So Bafetu, that was Tafara Makaza. We also have other videos whereby he illustrates different ventures that he's in. And of course, for those that are looking towards joining his ventures, he will explain more. Unfortunately, we couldn't have him on the show. However, once again, if you're all looking towards learning more about these entrepreneurship, you know, Evans, within Africa.
Yeah.
Gone are the days where, you remember Mdara would say, Mwanong and Okchkor.
Uno ziza.
We take a degree.
One in pass.
Exactly. Nowadays, it looks as though the young generations, Tina Njenga, Bantaba Sokulai, we don't want to be someone else's employee.
Man, I think that's where the world is going to. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. if you check out most of the young millionaires in the world globally.
Bantaba Sokulai, yep.
My guy, uchawana kuti, vanu chaye varukuita mari nochikisa.
However, we don't encourage kutusa
maybe sometimes haisinya yechikoro chete iri important mune vechidiki
varikukura. It's about finding entrepreneurship
exactly.
Within yourself.
Exactly. Kuziya kwauri kuenda kwakakosha futi. Ziya kwauri kuenda chauri kuda ne end goal.
Right.
One.
With that in mind, Bafetu, let us go to our first guest of the day. Isinitshelile sathi umnumzana uEfraim Fundikwa. He is the gentleman that I was telling you about who is part of the mining organization. Let's go to him and he'll tell us more about these opportunities that they seem to be opening up for abantu abasakhulayo. Bakuru bafundi kwa magadi.
Kazwai, wakuru bakadiwo ikoko kufefetera.
Aiwa, tiripo, tiripo. Tino kamchira ika mchirongwa chedu mkuru.
Aiwa, tino tenda nekuti pamukana. Wekuta uraoswa, tino ita kuno Zimbabwe. Imimuri ikoko.
Aiwa, ndizo zozo Evans. Chibota uraokani wakuru.
Mkoma Ephraim, zuru kufamba ere.
Right, Evans. Ko kuno wakabarini.
Kupabatikana ipapo. Kupabata ipapo.
Ipapo pazvakango tanga kudaro takabata tosiya.
Katisira katakadai. But uchashamisika odzoka. Uone kuti kuno kuva. Sina kudzidza vaya tochera.
Aiwa, cherai ndo zvata kutsvagirai nhasi izvozvo tinzwe kuti muruku zvifambisa sei kwa muruku chera chera uku. Zviri pamutemo here macherera munoita? Ndeye chikorokoza here? Muruku batsira sei vamwe vechidiki vari kupinda munyaya dzekuchera idzi?
Zvinotenda. Ii organization yedu inonzi Zimbabwe Allied Youth in Mining.
Mhm.
Ainomiririra ndezvekuti vechidiki ava jona kuti vane nzira dzakasiyana-siyana dzavari kushandisa kuchera. Vamwe vari kuchera zviri pamutemo, vamwe vari kuchera zviri pamutemo vazhinji vacho. Saka takaona kuti mukana watinawo isu vava kuchera zviri pamutemo, toziva kuti takafamba sei kuti tigone kuchera zviri pamutemo. Ngatichitoraiwo ava vasati vachera zviri pamutemo, vagone kuchera zviri pamutemo sezvinodiwa nehurumende yedu.
Saka munovabatsira sei kuti zvinhu zvavo zvirongeke pamutemo zvipindewo mugwara rinodiwa nehurumende?
Zvakanaka, isu sevanhu vakapfuura nomo takuziva kuti zvinofamba sei kuti utore prospectors license kana uchida kuchera, uye kuti vanopega vanobatsira sei, masurveyors, maengineers vanokubatsira sei. Saka muorganization yedu varimo vanhu vandiri kutaura nezvavavo. Zvatinoita ndezvekuti unoziva panonzi kwaputika kwakati, tinomhanya ikoko. Tonobatana nevana vechidiki variko vanoshuvira kuti vapege nzvimbo dzakadero, then toengage government. Macommissioners variko vakatekeshera nzvimbo dzose, tobatana navo ivavo vanokwanisa kuti upega upegera vanava. Saka isusu theorganization tovaregista, voita mamembers edu, ivo vachiwana maclaims avo. Even mainvestors taakukwanisawo kuvatsagira, nokuti padande mutande apa kungoposta claim yako nenzvimbo yayo nemarekods ainawo, kana unawo kana usina. Taura pachena kuti kuno hatisati taenda kulebhu, uyai tiende kulebhu tose. Unoona mainvestors vachiuya. Saka ndodonzo hombe rekuti tichere pamutemo. Organization yedu ichabatsira zvakanyanya vechidiki kuti vachere pamutemo.
Aha, mirai tikubatei pamuromo musati maenda kure. Vabva vatotanga kufona vechidiki, ndofunga vamwe vanenge vachida kutobvunzawo kuti muri kupi, zvinofamba sei. Saka batai zvenyu makadaro, tiri kudzoka kwamuri manje manje.
Zvakanaka.
Tanzwa kuti pabva patoita mumwe mutere.
Ngempela Evans ngiyazo kuti silo mlaleli. Right, I hear we have a caller online. Caller mlaleli. Mtereri makade yenyu sawona poti. Hello.
Kunjani nonza?
Ngiyaphila baba, wena unjani?
Ah no, ngiyaphila
baba. Igama ngubani baba?
NguSolomon akonyoni la.
Right, baba Solomon, angitsi indaba ekhona ekudwini lamhlanje uyayazi?
Yani zvine indaba yegoridhe yokuende goridhe le.
Manje uthini ngalokho?
Ya, ngithi mina yabona indaba le inhle kakhulu ngoba nje kuye ngama resources awelizwe lethu afuzithi abantu ngabaya benefit. Kuhle makuthi ugejwa ngendlela e-right. Manje into ehlupha ukuthi ngiyabona kwesikhathi esiningi makuthi wasiya kuma-election kuba yindaba esetshenziswa ukuthi abantu bacina sevunyelwa beze begibha nendaba ezingakhangela kakhulu njengenjemina ngihlala ikhwekhwe. Yabona ikhwekhwe ngabe ikhwekhwe leya? Amakorokosi akungasesiphiwa amandla ngebezombusazwe, ibandla ibusayo lebe zingeze begibha la ngetawuni konke. Inxadi ukuze bafuna nje amavoti. Makuthi wathiwa yindaba yethu, wathiwa ngathiwa yindaba efuze nga abafana abangasebenziyo baphila ngayo, ngathiwa bafakwa njengobaba lo ekhuluma nje ukuthi ngawuthiwa kule ndlela esisize bebe ngama-groups bethola ama-license kusetshenziwa okusemthethweni. Manje twa ukuthi indaba yakhona nje kukhulunywa nje ephepheni nje, kodwa practical on the ground awu into leyisebenzi and uthola ukuthi na abantu abadala bona abayibo abaziphethe embusweni yibo abantu ababenefita into eziya umuntu anogebhayelwa kazi kathola lutho abatholayo kuba ngathi basebenzela bona lawo abemkhaba lapho andiyabona at end of the day kuba ngathi ilizwe leli selingabantu abengcosana labo abantu abayi 20 kufuze ukuba into yonke etholakala emhlabathini etholakala kube yini ibenefit yabona ayibenefit umuntu wonke
Yeah. Ima kancane baba hothi ngibambe umnomo sizwe ukuthi ufundikwa yena uthini ngalokho vafundikwa muri popular area ni vafundikwa
God by
right manzi wazvirikutaurwa nemuteereri here va Solomon
andina unyatso bata zvakawanda zvacho
right
dzava matambudziko mangu mashomanene munogona kuita unpack mukoma
Right. What I'll do is I'll unpack Nechirungu so that all of us inclusively can hear Zwaru Tawara. Baba Solomon, I need Lawi's Kiwa, yes, Kulu.
Yes, Kulu, I'm sure I'm
going to Ngempela, mas Kulu men song king, yes, Kiwa, okay. Right, Mr. Solomon, Lapo Nizakbuza, yes, Kiwa. What exactly did you talk about when you were talking about ama problems, Lawa, that you are facing, Ngale Kwekwe, when you're speaking about NAA, gold, and mining?
I was actually saying that, you know, the problem with our country is that, you know, some laws are being violated when we are towards the elections, when our politicians are campaigning, such that even our land being degraded, because those partners, they are allowed to violate the laws.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and if I'm just suggesting that if these that like this gentleman, what he's saying, that if our youth were accorded, you know, the right to work, you know, to do their mining in a proper way, so that respecting the environment, respecting other things, so that they can benefit from the land. But now, look, now the laws can be said, or the programs can be said now, but when it comes to the election, everything is just cancelled. We work like the animal farm, you see. So now, I was also saying that, you know, you look at Zimbabwe, at the end of the day, find those people are working on the ground. They don't benefit from the that panning. The big people who are working, people who are establishing these, who are coming with these programs, that people are benefiting. At the end of the day, the guy who is panning there by Grove and Furnace Mine or what Kisia Tota Mine there, he gets nothing at the end of the day. If you look at that person, he can't even buy a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so that, to me, that one is it's like we are still under, you know, that time when we're being ruled by white people because we're just abused.
So, Mustafa Ndikwa, tell me something. As an organization, what role do you guys play here towards helping and defending the normal worker, especially now that we're talking about young people?
Thank you very much. I think, first of all, we would want to acknowledge that there are a number of young people who are mining illegally.
Mm-hmm.
But we have engaged the ZRP. We also engaged the environmental management agency. Because, you know, for you to be able to mine very well or legally, you need to have clearance from EMA. And the costs that are associated with that are one of the prohibitive measures that has been put that actually restrict young people to mine. Thereby, they will take the illegal route. Mm-hmm. But with an organization set up, we will be able to organize those young people into a syndicate. And when you're a group of 4, 5, 6, up to 10 young miners, you'll then be able to raise resources. And since we also shared with you that we have specialists or experts within the organization, they will be able to offer those services at a discounted rate to our members.
Mm-hmm.
So what we then want to encourage is, please affiliate as members, and when you are members, we'll then be able to offer such this. And then for the caller who indicated that would want to see a scenario where everyone who is engaged in mining, mining in a legal way, we want to subscribe to that notion. And also, just to take heed from His Excellency the President, who indicated that politics should take back seat and economy takes the front seat. We hope that politics will not again take the front seat, but will continue taking the back seat. So with this, I think we have 5 years that we could be able to use to organize the sector, to organize the young people, so that even mentorship can actually be passed on from those who have been assisted during this time. So we hope that in all regions we'll be able to go through the process and assist as many as possible young miners, organize them in groups, engage environmental management agents, engage the Ministry of Mines, because they also have loan schemes of some sort in terms of Zimbabwe Miners Fund, which can assist in equipping those groups so that they can start to mine. And then we also engage Fidelity, which is the sole buyer of gold, for example, as you say in Kwekwe, who would want that Fidelity be able to take profits from these groups. And this will also aid the development of our nation, especially in the advent of the currency, the United States dollars that we are looking for as a nation, would want that being retained in the country. And I think we are going in a positive direction, in a positive way. And these partners are responding very well to our call to collaborate and to work together. And we would want to see a better future for the young miners.
Baba Solomon, yasuthiseka na ngale mpendulo yakhe.
Yabona ama program eZimbabwe baba. Wonke mayikhulunywa kufana nama program kahulumeni, ngazi kube yikampeni yabo manje ikhuluma kanje, ungavota usithi alabo nampa abantu ngathule bakhona ukwenza into right. But at the end of the day into layiphumi. Yabona lapha enkona lapha eSouth Africa la, ungaya endaweni ezingabo report le eLimpopo le. You know, bane up elokuze ni chrome na bandisi. Ungakhangela abantu aba around indawo naleyo. Baphucukile, bafana banqana abasebenzi, they just get elokuze imali from ichrome na le ana theirs. Kwakhiwe kulezindle ezinhle. Yabona izimbogo ungaze uthi uthwa kule gold around lapha. Abantu bakhona bayasokola. Uye endaweni zabo mvuma le lapho kule chrome khona, we got the best chrome edlelele eSouth Africa la, quality. Ukuthi kuyaphi okuyinto lokhu amaprogram angaphuma kanje kodwa ukuthi kuzaphetha ngani hayi akulapha ekhona, maybe lingangisiza madoda kule ndawo lapho yabona kwenzakala khona. We are rated as the most learned people in Africa. Ngoba nje siyemakukhuluma nje ephepheni kanje umuntu ole uyatshaya izandla ukuthi yes namba abantu ngathuli, kodwa ukuthi kuphuma kwinto khonokho uyoa at the end of the day laba abakhuluma bona abaphepha abaphambi konabo bazokuba nemikhaba emikhulu kakhulu. Umuntu osesigangeni ngale hayi naka zimbona unkulunkulu obayi something size ngize ngibe la akwenzakali khonokho.
Hayi baba Solomon, sikuzile kahle, ngilethemba lokuthi laba abalaleli bakuzwile la umnumzana ufundi kokuzwile kahle. Siyabonga kakhulu, bekuhle ba la ukuhlela.
Lami ngiyabonga bakithi, ngiyabonga kwini labalaleli bonke abalaleleyo.
Thank you. Saka Kuru Vanzo Mamunzere ba Solomon
angazwanga
uSolomon ukhalisa into A1 enkulu. Uyasho ukuthi okay, you know these ideas and these programs that are being set up, like for example the one that's being set up by Bafundikwa, they're great when it comes to paper,
right?
But arguchema jita it seems as though when the things trickle down, they never trickle down to the person on the ground. And zvakuru arikumusoroko vanga achingodya madumba achingokura. But I was
and now both Tara Jokura and
Dorukura. It looks as though the riches don't seem to trickle down, and he has a big problem with that.
Okay. Musaka Muchimbu Varukuti or my program, yes, I am in Gakanaka, Zirzinor, Zira Hong, and the Pakuno Zita,
and Iwa.
No Pereira Gumepo, Kumzasuka, Unasino Sike.
That's what he seems to have his biggest problem with. Ngizuthi silomunye umlaleli, umlaleli, kola. Hello, and welcome to the program. Hello.
Yeah.
Magadi, yinyumkomo.
Hello.
Hi, well, we are good. Ndiyana Rutsaur.
Ni Kelvin.
Bani?
Kelvin.
Kelvin.
Yeah.
Yebo Kelvin unjan.
Right.
Taura uka na wa Kelvin Evans.
Kelvin Evans ngu right. Mike Ahuza, I wanna kutawa chidaro. Taura Shona, utawa Ntelele, utawa Churungu.
Don't aywa, test it. Tena budu wese wadi.
Mukoma Kelvin, zuru kufamba ere.
Bijana, zima beyo, mate.
Ko, manje, anzi na mkoma Ephraim, varipo palaina hapa, tatu taura na wa manje, varu kushingirira, kugadzirisa, ne kubatsira, kutive chidiki wapinde muma mining structures, vagone kuwana mashandira wangaite varu kuma mining huku. Imi murimu line re mining here?
Ya, anibari mwezo zemtif ya gere yungori, yungo taura, mwezi, tuzo ya kazi zre yungori, makoreshe, 28 years, yungodara.
Mike, uruguanza mkoma Kelvin, va donza ZANPF mnyaya
hii. Mnyaya hii. Adito zonu wafundi kofi. Is he a member of ZANPF or not?
But just to get your thoughts on what mkoma Ephraim is talking about, and maybe from your perspective, say mchinda wechidika rimu Zimbabwe, arukunzwa president, vajiti Zimbabwe is open for business. What's your take on what's happening, and what can you do to tap into the Zimbabwe economic system?
Yeah, personally, chef and boy, not the varieties in Ghana. So,
I'm going to go to the next one. If you were in the shoes of the president today or the minister of youth, what would you be pushing for? What would be the agenda for the youth economically in Zimbabwe today?
Yes, mining is right, but I think I want to quit the mining person cash.
Asimba ini niyacho ino generator kama ari mkoma Kelvin.
Yeah, na wei mari. Kesi ndo ino changpa. Ndo ino sova zingresi.
Hey, aywa. Dino, anza atsunya aru wa mkoma tino kutenda ine ne kukanda oma shoko mudariro. Ndo vimboone wakatere la wakuru. Vacha ashrinzu wa shamata ura kuta. Vechidiki waru kudao kutidae shambo itani pamwe. Waona o kesi chitendere la zinu zichita shakanaka. Alright, mkomo wangu. Thank you very much for joining us. Ticha kutaka zvakare mune zvimwe zvirongwa zvinotevera. Umuzwile.
Ngimuzwile kahle ubaba Kelvin esita. Woo, yena ukhanye ngani sekhathele ubona ngani laba bezanu batshontsha imali what not kodwa.
But Mike, unoziva kuti chipana pane imwe nyaya yekuti dzimwe nguva vanhu vanotadza kuona zvakanaka kuri kuenda nyika
ngembera
vopedza nguva vachitsvaga kuti ari kutonga ndiani asiri kutonga ndiani. But hona shamwari dhirama racho, iwewe neni tofanira kungoshanda kuti tidye tigute
mudara. So train is moving.
At the end of the day, whether Mike you become president or I become president, at some point it becomes like
irrelevant, you know, who president
exactly tinofanira kungoshanda kuti so ameno rikatimbonzwa kuti vechidiki vari kushanda vari kuzvigona sei.
Ndurubafundikwa.
Yeah.
Mr. Fundikwa. Hello.
Hello.
Right, muchiripo parunare. Good.
Yes.
I have a very, very important question. Murukumunzwawo vaKelvin, Tony Yavoi didn't seem very inspired. How are you guys going about dealing with vechidiki that feels so defeated?
My message to Kelvin is, I'm not sure about his age, but if he is now a decision maker who is someone 18 and above, I would want to encourage him to get in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
We can be able to change his mindset. I think it's an issue of mindset. Yes, he's looking for a job, but he should be able to to start or to check the trends of the industries.
Mm-hmm.
We in this age, we may not be able to expect those big industries in terms of where we are going technologically and you know, where the world is going. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of opportunities in our sector, in this mining sector.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start small. I think Kelvin, there's all hope is not lost.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to get in touch and we should be able to take him through the processes that may actually end up him being one of the prominent entrepreneurs in the sector.
Now, Mkoma, can you walk us through the process itself that allows Vanhu Vechidikiwe ku Zimbabwe, abantu abasakhulayo, to become the top entrepreneur in Zimbabwe, especially when we're talking about the program that you guys recently launched?
And if you listened very well in our program, we were talking of gold and chrome mining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the government has allowed, has always listed the ban that was there for export in terms mm-hmm. of chrome, raw mm-hmm. chrome. But we are saying, because we are not capacitated enough to be able to process, we can, in the short term or to medium term, export that raw chrome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a very big deal. You just go to the Ministry of Mines, and now it's decentralized. You can get to a mining office or mining commissioner in all the, at least in all the 10 provinces, you can get somewhere where there's an office.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy to locate where the minerals are, because, you know, we have these guys who are already on the ground, it's just an issue of organizing them. When Kelvin, if for example, Kelvin is able to organize these guys, 5 or 10 of them, and they start to mine together. So Kelvin will then be the advisor of some sort, say, this is how we use the money. We will take him also the entrepreneurial mindset change where you're able to manage the finances that comes from that mining process. Mm-hmm. Because what is happening is someone is just mining today, go and sell the gold, and then all the money in terms of financial management skills is also lacking. We also noted that we should be able to have a team that trains young people how to manage finances and to be able to save, to be able to invest.
Now, as the Zimbabwe Allied Youth in Mining, are you guys teaching them this stuff?
Sorry?
Danchiti, as the Zimbabwean Allied Youth in Mining, as an organization, are you guys teaching the youths how to manage their financial means?
Right, we'll do that through a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are financial institutions that are willing to partner with us in terms of training young people in managing finances. But the first thing is we, as the association, are going to organize the sector, organize the young people first. So when they are organized, and when we know their weakness, when we know the gaps that are there, we then invite the financial institutions to say, these guys are not banks. And we are happy that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe has also launched the financial inclusion program. We say, these guys are not banks. They just mine, they sell the gold and go back to the community. They are not able to manage the finances. Can you take us through the process of managing finances, the cost of managing finances?
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we are going to do, but you would appreciate that in a sector like mining, where there are giants, like you have bigger companies that are already doing that, and they are these illegal miners, the gap is just big. But we should be able to fill in that gap and ensure that a sector who have young entrepreneurs in terms of mining who are able to say on a monthly basis, I'm depositing this much in my savings account. I am investing this much on the money market. I am investing this much on the capital market. So we should then be able to build those young people. But it takes an organization that has got a model or that has got a value chain of some sort. Mm-hmm. And in the end, we are also looking forward to be able to process some of these materials, that's these metals within our organization.
Mm-hmm.
But as we are saying, it's a process. And it cannot be a one-day or one-year process.
It takes a while.
In our strategic plan, we should be able to have those projects. And I think we should be able also to invite you to then say, come and see what we're talking about that day.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are.
Okay. Mirai pamromo vafundikwa timbotora umumtereri. We have a new caller on the line, Evans. So tumbora.
Hello.
Right. On the eve of that. Hello.
Yes, yeah, comrade. Muripa mepo taura izvenyu.
Right. Tukutaura panhawe vakomana vari kutaura seba yuti.
Ehe.
Urongwa wegovernment yedu chaizvo isusu hatione huru kunyatsotiratidza chiedza chedu chamangwana kuti pachazovewo nemabasa edu icho.
But tikaonai mukoma.
Even how they run mamainzi ari kutaura vakuru vedu ava. Zvizhinji zvacho zviri kuaffecta isu as mayouth pakuti zvavataura kuti isusu totopindawo makombe avaitiri makorokoza chichi vanouya kana vachazotenga magoridhe racho ravataura kuti vanoti hanzana fidelity we tinozvapa budget rekuti tikwanise kutengerwa maminerals acho hatisi kuzoona chiitika. If they are using us as exploiting us because zvizhinji tiri kungosaro hapana kana chinhu wanitobwano
asi honai kamukoma wangu
avatiunzira
honai mukoma wangu
every transaction andaa kuita ini ndakasevha mari yangu ini two cents dzikarohwa for every dollar how about ndaanekasika na $100 muakaunti mangu panichazoitransfer inde ndatorwa mari tori about yeri $3 saka haizandione zvine chiedza zvatakaitirwa ne government humanitary fund yavo iyo.
Alright. Apo tapanzwa pamakabata apo mataura maonero enyu asi ndoda kukubvunzaiwo kuti zvino munofunga kuti zvoitwa sei imimi kuti nyika igadziriswe zvinhu zvifambirewo vechidiki semi mumaindastiri nemumabasa umu
kuti zvitifambirewo isu mumaindastiri umu nemumabasa ipozati hazviri zvemabasa hatingatotauri because since from election hatina kana chiedza chatati chatomboona iwo zvavanofanira kuitawo reengagement iyaya vanotaura nezvayo kuti vakaa nemamwe nedzimwewo nyika dziri kunze chii but sebato tiona vakuru vedu hurumende yedu since from 2008 ndo yaingowanika iripo saka zvinhu zvinotovaremera isu hatitombori navo hatitombovimbe navo because taneta nazvo
saka zvavari kuti Zimbabwe is open for business hamusi kuzviona here.
Zimbabwe is open for business just for their case. Ivo ndo vanongobhenefita kana vachitaura vachiti Zimbabwe is open for business kwavari zvinoita asi kwatiri zhinji rwezimbabwe udoni hatitomboatemba hatipinde navo panyaya iyo.
Alright mukoma. No, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa muchitaurawo maonero enyu nemhuri yezimbabwe kudai.
Ya, zvakanaka.
Mova nezuva rakanaka. Umuzwile Mike, so the brother is speaking to the idea of the Zimbabwe is open for business.
Mm-hmm.
He feels it's a joke and it's only there to benefit a few elite and mm-hmm. none of the intended beneficiaries. So as a young man, he feels like they are not part of it. It's never meant for them. They don't get to benefit or see the fruits of
it.
Hands dololo akuna chun.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Right, but first, let's start it here. Let's take a little break. Lapha lamhlanje kuhlelo, we have, we're starting our segments. Lapho, we're giving you little PSAs. And of course, lamhlanje yokuqala will be about umuntu ongusakhulayo. We are all pleading to you, njengelizwe, abantu abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe, all people who live in Zimbabwe. We have a quick plea, a PSA. We have been supplied with a couple of information of a young gentleman who has gone missing. So, Bafetu will play this video for you. And of course, if you know where this gentleman is, if you know where this young lad is, please contact the details that you will see on the video that is coming up next. And we will reiterate on it. Let's go to that quick video, Bafetu. Right, Bafetu Lebonile Lapa Ukit Matimati went missing on Friday, 28 September 2018, around midday. Bafetu, if you know where he is, if you have seen Keith, we plead with you all. Please contact Mr. L. Matimati at 263-776-153-267, or you can contact Mrs. L. Rubaza, 263-77-278-5976, or you can contact ZRP at Kuwadzana Police Station. The number, of course, is 263-421-0288. His name is Keith Matimati. He was last seen on Friday, the 28th of September. Around midday, he was wearing a number 11 Brazil soccer team shirt. Bafetu, please, if you see Keith, please, please, I beg of you, I plead with you all, contact the above people. Vanzo.
Yes. Mwana we hanzaita seko. Wanu darire yuko.
Amen. Yes. Nito upenyo.
Toto imba cha kurumbizo kuwana wanomuona. Wa zivise wa kumbiro kutiva zivise. Mapurisa hanzi ndeye kuwadzana.
Kuwadzana police station.
Okay. Mapurisa aripejiko. Kana mataza kubatawe kuwadzana. Bata ichero mapurisa aripejiko nemi.
Libachele.
Muwa zivise. You never know. You might just help somebody today.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the topic at hand.
We have another
caller. Kola kola mlaleli mtereri. Hello, hello.
Anon zi mic.
Hello.
Magadi ya nyumkom.
Kipo simba magadi yiko.
Aywa, tiri ipo zita ndia.
Nindiwetu vastole.
Vastole. Mnuchara ndebeleri.
Yeshona.
Ashona chete. All right, Vanzo, taurao na vastuwele.
Muno dakara ere msharu kwa?
Ndino dakara. Asuma amandi kanga nwaka.
Una yasi mbapinda mchurongo waka nasi mkom.
No, yeah, maiga. Atombo taura msati mafona kutanza hand blast ndakaba maka. Mkom. Vamuna angagwa, varu kuparidza kuti Zimbabwe is open for business. Vamwe vechidiki muZimbabwe, varu kuchema, varu kuti zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka. Vamwewo vakajamba maboda, vakaenda kwakasiyana siyana. Vamwe ndovari vakakwirawo dzindege, vakaenda kumhiri kwemakungwa kutsvaga kurarama. Zvino hanzi kwava nenew dispensation. Zvochiitwa sei kunai mukoma kuti vechidiki vawane chavanobatawo pavanga mhanye napo. Vajiko vachiguta.
Ya, munozvo zviri kunesa. Chokwadi ndio chinonyanya kunesa kutaura munyika medu muZimbabwe muno. Ndete gona kutaura chokwadi ndizvo zvaigadzirika zvakanaka. Onai izvozvi so tine vana so ndinotonyanya kurwadzwa vanoti ndenge ndine vana. Ndemwana akagraduate ane 6 years. Pasaira sikuwanika. Zvonzi takukupai mukana wokuopen a business riri futi. Amoti zvino rwadza izvozvo shiwa. Asi ndikuri patichingonyeperwa, tichingonyeperwa zuva nezuva, asingonyeperwa chete. Taimboimbirwa masongo, rambai makashinga, tikaramba takashinga, apo kibheti mukuramba tichingonzaro, takachembera taizvi.
Hei.
Tichingotaurwa nyaya iyoyo chete ngoti zvakati zvinozodai, zvakati zvinozodai. vakomana vaimbona marwadziro atinoitwa so hazvimbonaki dzimufungi tiri kurwadziwa handiti maona
zvoitwa sei
nainotaaiyoka haingonzi mikana pese pese handiti maona mikana iye itori pachavo ndozvinotirwadza izvozvo de mikana yeyainzi mikana iyi yoitwa to the ordinary people vamwe vanhu vaze vanenge vaakutosarudzana pachavo vopanana mikana iyeyo kana vakada kupanana mari dzavo dzokubatsana ndokoko kwavari ndopadzino voruzhinja vadziwani
zvino zvingagadziriswe sei nhai mukoma wangu
hai ndaisitarwadziwa tidi kunyepa paingodihwa kuti dei vakashida yavo handiti da munoona utsinyi hunongonetsa muno patiri isusu mukurarama kwedu munyika medu ka ndokuti hatidi zvinhu zvinonakira vamwe vanhu vese dei vanhu ava kuri kuti from the wedi uye zvese zvinotaura ngatizoda ngati hapana chinonaka apa kana politics dzemunotsinya kugadziriswa handiti ko vanhu vakangotaurana vakaita kuti vanhu vaitisirarame zvakanaka zvinoita sei
aiwa ndatenda mukoma wangu vasitole manzwa mike zviri kutaurwa navasitole rega tigotaura kuti vari kuti kudi tigovanyeya vaenda tokutendai zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma
ngatikurudzirane nyaya yachoro pamwete maprogiram senyuka ngatikurudzirane kuti vanhu havasiye mweya yomuvengo kana munhu akaita opposition hatichafani kuvengana ngatitaura kuti tiri vakenyika handiti
ndizvozvo
ngatiite program chimbotiitira program iye vanhu tichifona tinyatsokuonesa vanhu ava kuti kana mukava munhu akaita kuoposa ndokuti murambe nezvitonga ka mugadzirise zvinhu manje kati munhu weopposition zeni enemy zvinotaura chii
aiwa taanzwa mukoma anzi shoko harivhikwi sezvibhakera rinosvika chete kwarakananga so tichataura mike wanzwa chirongwa chiri kudiwa namukoma
stoela ngemzivilu babo stole vanyatsotaura nyaya yavo zvechokwadi
all right mukoma wangu mova nezuva rakanaka
tinaro yedu zuva riri nani asi harinyatsotiitira zvakanaka
all right regai tibate vamwe vateereri so
zvakanaka
mike Mr. Stole, your favorite brother, he says he's got a daughter who graduated 6 years ago.
But still,
nothing has happened. No job, no business opportunity, no nothing. Mm-hmm. 6 years ago, so it's 6 years wasted of no life. So he says people are just lying. The government is not giving them opportunities. They are only meant for a few in the right circles. Mm-hmm. And then so he cries that opportunities should be made available to everybody, not just a select few, like he feels. And he also adds that the politics of the country should be set right, and then everything else should come after.
Okay, with that in mind, let's go back to Vafundikwa. Vafundikwa, mchiripo parinare?
Yes, mchiripo
parinare. Aiwa. Tiripo. Vasitole pointed out something very, very important, which raised a big question in my mind, is how do you go about selecting the miners, vechidiki, that you guys as an organization choose to work with? Is it people that are just coming from the top crop, variba elites, or is it people that you feel, okay, abandwe vechidiki, yibo abantu abasokholayo, vane potential of generating something positive for the country?
Thank you. I think we pointed out that on the day when we made our press update or press brief, we work with both miners who are already on the ground and those who intend to venture into mining. So we are not selective, and I would want to point out that this organization is apolitical. It doesn't follow any political party or subscribe to a political party, but it's an organization that is founded on principles of coexistence. We would want to have young people from wherever they are to participate in the mining sector. So the opportunities are there for young Zimbabweans. We don't select it on the basis of politics. We don't select on the basis of education. We just say if your desire is in the mining sector, we can show you the way how you'll be able to mine. So both young people who have graduated with mining degrees. So that's why I was saying mining engineers are there, mining surveyors are there.
Mm-hmm.
Or young people who have not even completed grade 7 or primary education.
Mm-hmm.
They are there, they are working in the communities in terms of they are illegally mining. So we organize them into sector, into syndicates, and then be able to assist them. And I would want to point out that we are pursuing a partnership with Empower Bank. You may recall that there's a bank that is that has been commissioned for young people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And through that partnership, we should then be able to finance a project for the small-scale miners, especially those who would want compressors or jackhammers or the chemicals that may want that are used in the mining process.
Mm-hmm.
A small amount that can ensure that a young person can start mining a registered claim.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be able to work with involving again on that. But for bigger mining claims, we will then pursue the investment route where we should be able to partner with other investors, like if they're coming from China, if they're coming mm-hmm. from America, we would want also your organization to refer even investors to us so that such partnerships can be used. We are also pursuing joint ventures where a young person probably has explored a mining claim mm-hmm. or has registered a mining claim or a syndicate has registered a mining claim. Then we have investors coming from South Africa probably to form a joint venture mm-hmm. and they can start mining. These big mining companies that you see have not just started on that note, but some have started small.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw them growing
into something,
and we'd want to see that for young people. So we don't select on the basis of education or political affiliation. Every young person is free to join our organization and start the process of mining. And we'll take each other through. We are also learning, and when they come in, they also share ideas. So it's a platform to share ideas, platform to interact, platform to link with others. There's no monopoly of information or ideas.
Right. Once again, Mr. Fundikwa, please hold on to the line one more time. Bafethu Nqandlingena, if you all now sandungena kuhlelo isikhathi Evans 8:53 Zimbabwe. 7 minutes left in the program. Bafethu, we have one more caller to take, and then sesifika emaphetholeni kohlelo. Mlaleli mthereri, caller, hello.
Hello.
Magadi enyimkom.
Wathipo magadi mkomo.
Ayi wathipo zita ndiyani?
Zita ndisikhumbuzo moyo.
Hawu baba moyo unjani?
Uyakhuluma ubaba moyo.
Ayi nya kunjani?
Hayi siphili, kanti usukhuluma nami ngesitshona wangakhulumi ukuthi hayi baba mina ngifuna ukukhuluma ngesiNdebele.
Mina ngiyakhuluma zonke ilanguage, isiShona, isiNdebele, konke nje.
Uyabona ke ngiyabathanda abantu bakumthwakazi. Right, baba moyo, udabula usegudwini uluzwile, wena uthini nga?
Ah, indaba le eyokulungisisa zemali lezi.
Mm.
Ayikho indaba abangayilungisisa ukuthi uthi ungalungisisa imali ungalungisisanga khona lapho kuvela khona imali.
Mhm.
Into ofuze bayenze ukuthi bathole isoso futhi bavule ama-industry asebenze ukuze abantu babe nemali elizweni.
Mm-hmm.
I-problem yemali yabisipheli.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa as long ama-industry value abantu bengasebenzi, imali le abatshona beyilungiselele ukuthi balungiselele imali lokhu nalokhu yiza kula nto abangayenza.
Kodwa baba, kuyini okumele kwenzeke ukuze i-industry yangkhona ivuleke ke?
Ukuze industry vuleke ukuthi balungise ama-policies ayowelizwe, bahlale phansi abantu kuwelelwane, kwenziwe into ezi-straightforward ezingelabutsotsi phakathi.
kodwa uyamuzwa lapha ubaba uEfrem Fundikwe sithi umongameli yena is made ama policies lawo more flexible for abantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi labo who are looking to get into mining ukuthi labo bathole imali encane bafake epocketini.
Ngizombuza ukuthi ngisiza kahle yena especially thina abantwana esingekhwelizweni okwamanje. Sena thina abenze like basikhiphela ama-stand okule nto ezi-straightforward ezinamaphepha ezilento zonke sizakhona ukuba imali lawo ma-stand. Ukhansila theke kuye ngena omunye ukhansila
Baba Moyo, ngicela uchete kancane ngoba i-network yakho keeps breaking now. Awusazwakali.
Okay. Yithi mina.
Yebo.
Angazi usungizwa kahle manje.
Ray, hawu usuzwakala kahle. Ngwa, perfect.
Inkinga esilayo yiyo leyo kokuthi abafowethu. Baba, ziko straightforward. Since for 37 years, abantu sokuze kuluza i-patient from ebantwini ngokuthi into zabo zila straightforward. Into yabo ayilahlelo lwabo olu straightforward. Manje bebesitshela ukuthi ibhondi le-US dollar imali elinganayo, kodwa manje sokutshintshile sokuthiwa kazisalingani kanjani. So into yabo ukuthi into zabo ba goalpost balifakele lapha abafuna ukufaka igoalpost khona ukuthi athini selila uma wena ufuna ukufola igoli le indawo. So these people are very angry and selfish. Umbuso nabawenza for 37 years akula nto abasenzele yona. They are failing. Abavume ukucela ukuthi bayehluleka. They are failing.
Hayi baba Sikhumbuzo, sikuzwile kahle baba, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo.
Okay, thank you mtakaba.
Right, Evans umzwile baba Sikhumbuzo.
Angiyamuzwanga.
Uyakhala uthi ama policies, ma policies emthungameli wenyika anza aiwa, they need to be a little more flexible so that they can accommodate Ranwejidiki. He feels as though these policies that have been set up make it very, very difficult, especially for some people to understand the policies in the first place. Because I spoke about Mthungameli wenyika seems to have made the certain policies more flexible for Ranwejidiki so that they can get into mining. But guys, it's not clear and straightforward for them to say, okay, ukapura pana A, uchenda kuna B. It's that easy for you to get to B.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. No, tazwa manje kuti vatichi.
So vafundikwa pasara 2 minutes muchirongwa pedza ika muchirongwa pedza ichirongwa. I guess finish your last words. Last minute wrap up. Muchi tudza kuti kana vanhu vachida to get more information on Zimbabwe Allied Youths in Mining, you keep referring them to you guys. Where are they supposed to go?
Right, mazita, nguwa enyu ndo ya kupera kai. Saka ndrukuti izo, muchibimbu, vana vechidiki ngava sachikira kunze, ngava uye, tibatane tichere migodi, ndedu, marizosi zaya, aripo kutitite basa. Mukacha, kutia mapolisi zaana kukwana, as, kutendera vechidiki kuita inga tiri kutaura wani isu tirimo uyai takazvitanga isu tiri kuita saka moteverawo kaimomo vatiri kufamba namo tiri kuti mapolicies haangonaki zuva iroro tikabatsirana tose tinosvika kwakanaka. The experience that you get when you start mining, and I think you agree with me, if you are entrepreneurs you need to start something. So the moment you start to experience it, and when you experience it, you'll be able also to share with others what you are doing. So we are open. As young people would want to say again, we are open for business. As this nation is open for business, as young miners, we are also open for business.
All right, wafundi kwa nguva, ndia pera mkoma. Thank you so much. Right, Evans,
we had a good show, man.
Good show, conversation, yeah, well done.
We'll do this again sometime very soon.
Thank you for everyone that joined. Uhlelo bafundikwa, thank you so much. Abalaleli, thank you so much. Let's meet same place, same time next week. Mumai Kobe. Have a good time.
Evans Zeninga, out.